Today's learning from Ilyin Nishmas of Chaim Luzim from Shem Shinaria Moshim and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Shvius Kosefu Shleim Chaim Moshe Mamalki Yonisim and Sara, and for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Kuf Mem Zayin. We're up to Sif Beis. We're going to try to move it along here. As I said, hopefully, today's Tuesday. Yeah, we should be able to. Meretz Hashem, we should finish the Hilchos Sefer Torah Kriya Sefer Torah this week. It says the Mechaber Sif Beis again. With middle of talking about over here Hagba Galila. So, a new keyboard over here. We should really, add this to the list of things we sell in shul. You are allowed to have somebody buy the keyboard of handing the coverings of the Sefer Torah to the person who's doing the Galila, which, as we said back then, was a Hagba Galila, was all one. But you can give one person buys the Hagba, and another person buys the Schus of handing the person the coverings of the Sefer Torah. The Ein HaGalil Yachal Limchas Bo, the person who's doing Galila can't stop it. He can't say, oh, that's part of my kibbutz. It's a separate kibbutz. Ka'af of each Akana Galila, even if you purchased the Galila, like Kana, Lika Chamilim, you didn't get the schus of picking up the coverings and giving it to you. Says the Ramah, V'chem Kam Shehagin Liknoi Seitzah V'achnasa, that they sell the psicha, and that we call it psicha, but it's the haitzah they're taking out, the achnas they're putting back at the Sefer Torah. The chazan can't say no, that belongs to me. That does not belong to the chazan. Says the mishabura ki ain zeh. Although the chazan cannot claim that the haitzah taking out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, opening the paroiches, belongs to him, that the chazan could demand. The chazan is the person who carries the Sefer Torah from the bima. So the person who does that tzah, takes it out and hands it to the chazan. The person taking out the Sefer Torah can't be the one that brings it to the bima. That does belong to the chazan. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Sefer Torah yamidenu keneged ha-tefer. When you do the hagba, you should make sure that you're doing it with a stitch in the middle. Why? Kadesh Mikari Yikra Tefer. Because since Chas V'Shal, sometimes it happens, Chas V'Shalom, you're holding it open and there's a weak spot on the Sefer Torah and it can rip, Chas V'Shalom. And obviously that's a bazoin for the Sefer Torah. If it would rip in the middle of a cloth, it rips it all. But if you hold it in a way that in the center that you're holding it open is one of the connections from one cloth to the other, right? A Sefer Torah is made up of multiple cloths. So if the connection is there in the middle, and in all likelihood, that will be the weakest spot that's there. And if it will ultimately rip, the chances are it will rip at that spot. And therefore, you should do it that way. Says the Mechaber Sif Dalet. Now, this is a very confusing Sif. This is what I spoke yesterday. I gave you a little bit of the introduction where it's hard to understand. So we'll read it and I will explain it the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. So it'll be less confusing because if you actually touch the words, you can touch it in a couple of different ways. Hagoyel Sefer Torah, goyel mibuchutz. So somebody who is goyel the Sefer Torah, he does it from the outside. So what does that mean? Because it's confusing. Because what we call the mechutz and we call the goyel is different. So what the Mechaber is saying, at least according to the way the Ramah and the way the Mishnah Berurah are going to explain it, is that when the person picks up the Sefer Torah, he does hagba the way we do it. The words have to be facing the person, not mibuchutz. Excuse me. But the person doing the hagba lifts it up the way we lift it up. The words are facing the person who picks up the Sefer Torah. Now, if you remember, we said that the same person who does the hagba is the same person that wraps the material around the Sefer Torah. So when he's wrapping the material around the Sefer Torah, he should start from the back. So I lifted up the Sefer Torah. I rolled it up. Right, so now I'm holding the Sefer Torah. The opening is towards me, and I'm going to take one hand and I'm going to take the material and start wrapping around. I start from the outside, and we'll see why in a moment. And when I finish and I tuck it in to close it up, that it should hold tight, I should tuck it in from the front that's facing me. That's what he said. It's hard to understand the words the way he says it. So that's the way the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah explain what the Mechaber is telling us. Says the Ramah, perish. What does this mean? When the Sefer Torah is standing upright in front of him, the word should be facing the person doing the Hagba. However, when you start wrapping the material around it, you start wrapping from the outside. When you finish wrapping it around, the end of this material that you would wrap it around, you tuck it in on the inside. Now, we don't do that. We use a gartle, but where is the connection of the gartle? It goes to the front, the side facing the person that does the hagba. Why? Now you're going to take it out the next licorice. By next time, you're going to take it out to read in it. You'll find the connection on the inside. Because if not, you're going to have to turn over the Sefer Torah to see where to open it up from. Vichnira says the Ramah, the Chalzem Mary, Kisha Echad Isakala Glila, as we explained, that this is all talking about that one person is doing Galila. Aba Akshav Shinahag and Shechad Mabia Vechagolo, that we have two people involved, Aksavia and Keneged Hamagbia, the words should be facing the person doing the Hag. But Vechainahagim, Kihu Iker Hagolo Vechaz Asefer Torah, that is the main person in the pier that's doing the Hagba Galila. The primary person is the person doing the Hagba, and the words should be facing the person as the primary person. But we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what can be done differently when you have two separate people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Perish at Sefer Hainu. What is the Ramah coming to explain the Mechabra? The loy nita lefarish masha amru goyli mechutz. You shouldn't make a mistake and read the words. What does it mean, goyli mechutz? You should go, oiches, oiches, b'amudeh, sefer Torah, laharis, eksav, la'am. When he's showing the words to the people in the shul, yitzam tzalechza ba'oifin shiyeh achoy reha negdoi, that the back should be facing the person doing the hag. But you shouldn't make a mistake. In other words, it's one time a year we do that. On Simchas Torah is one hagba that we do, what we call fakerta hagba. You pick it up in a way that the words are facing the people. Don't think that that's what the Mechaber was coming to tell us that we should do all the time. That means that when you're rolling it up, you'd be rolling it from the back. The words are not facing him. Therefore, Kamash Malon, the Ramah comes to explain the Mechaber. The Leichenhu, that's not the right way. The Avshe Mitzvah Laharis Aksav La'am, even though there's a mitzvah to show the words to the people in the shul, Kedisa Masech the Sefer, as we already learned previously, is brought down Masech the Sefer. The words have to face the person that's holding the Sefer Torah. Came by Esak Bar, but came by Esak Glila, both at the time that he does the Hagba and the time that the Glila is being done. The came and shul Esak the Sefer Torah, since he is being involved in taking care of the Sefer Torah, Kvoy da Tari, Lias Aksab, Neged Panav. It's not covered. I'm picking up the Sefer Torah. I'm picking up the words away from me. That's not covered. It has to face me. Masha Amru Goyle Mechutz. What did the Mechaber mean when he said you do the Galila from the Chutz? And Udas Cholas HaGalila, the beginning of wrapping that material around the Sefer Torah, Yeh Mi Mechutz Kasher Nevar B'Sif Katan Shachas. As says the Mishmur, as I'm about to explain to you why. The Yachza Liglo, Perish, Tchilas HaNochas HaMet Pachas. The beginning, what did the Mechaber come to tell us? The beginning of placing this wrapping Allah say for Torah goil legoil a yemi bechutz should be from the outside. But I am a machzor shekel shemitzad loyma. The zeh dafkel if you mashem I'm a ramah the merik shem balahag ba oisa gam ken galila. The machzor shekel said this that the ramah tells us that we have to start wrapping from the out from the back is only if there's one person doing both the hagba and galila. Why? Balkein shchashin and shem yaskel a galila mitzat nim yesh lachetch chas v'shalom shetipla say for Torah litzat chutz. That you might drop it. Why? Now think about it. I pick up the Sefer Torah, I do Galila, and now I'm holding it with one hand like this, right? Now if I take the Galila, the wrapping, and I start wrapping from the inside, it's likely that I'm going to push the Sefer Torah away from me. It can fall down, right? Now on the other hand, if I'm starting to wrap it from the outside, right? So I'm holding the Sefer Torah, I hold it against me like this. I take the material, I start wrapping from the outside, I'm pushing the Sefer Torah towards me. So it's not going to fall. So that's why the Mechaber tells us when you start wrapping it, start wrapping from the outside. And now once you start wrapping, you can come around and around. So the main reason we're telling you you have to start wrapping from the outside is because if I'm holding the Sefer Torah myself and I start wrapping from the inside, it's very possible that I'll lose control of the Sefer Torah and it can chas v'sholom fall down. However, when there's two people, masha'enken, matzim v'chutz, the yavsha sheyipol v'chutz, I start to the outside, it won't fall. Don't machzikim v'mapa shebetchil l'goy l'siv, I'm holding on to the wrapping. Avol l'fim, and again, shech might be v'sheni goy, according to our meaning that there's two people, the lekel l'mechesh kol kach shetipol, because the guy doing hagba is holding on to it with two hands. There's not such a chassas that will fall down. The kivan shabala galila oimid lufnei sefer Torah. Now I'm holding that guy or the hagbah is holding with two hands. The guy doing galila is standing on the other side of the sefer Torah. So I don't have to be worried that it's going to fall. The kivan shabala galima oimid lufnei sefer. He actually keep him hair of a loyag. It's not going to fall, and he won't notice it. You can start rapping from either side, and we're not concerned about it. Okay. Then he said, the Ramah said that I'm going to repeat what we just said, because the Ramah said this is all doing with just if there's one person doing both the Hagbah and Galila. Ashminan, the loy name of the Zeshikasu Shaksavi Negapanov. You shouldn't come and think that we said the word Shaface is Hainu Negat Pnei HaGoyl. Kavanosim Hechad Echad Magbiyah Echad Goyl. Don't think that when you have two people, the word Shaface, the guy doing the Glila, Shetzarich Liyasaksav Negat Pnei HaGoyl, Dafka Machmashu Osik Boy Oz. Maybe one second, once I pick it up, who's working with the Sefer Torah right now? Not the Hagba guy, the Glila guy is. I would think maybe I should turn it around now. Vachoyra Yaksav Litzad Oichel Sefer Torah. So maybe after I do Hagba, who's doing the work now? The Goyal guy. So maybe I should turn it around. The words were always facing the guy doing the Glila. The words face the person who's doing the Hagba. He is the main guy in this partnership. Who has to show? We have a choice. It can either face the guy doing the Hagba, or it can face the guy doing the Glila. The guy who's holding it is considered more chashiv, and therefore the words should be facing that person. Interesting. We see from here that if you have a choice between Hagba and Glila, who has the greatest chus? The person doing the Hagba. Even though everybody uses the quote from the Gemara, Goyl noitel schar kulam, it really, that Goyl means Hagba, as we explained. They offer you, do you want to do Hagba Galila? The way they used to do, and you're like, I can't do both, I can only do one. If you have a choice, the Gabba comes over to you and says, do you want to do Hagba Galila? Assuming you're able to do Hagba, as we said yesterday, that if you're somebody who's scared that it's going to fall down, of course you shouldn't do it. But if assuming that you're comfortable with doing Hagba and you're giving a choice of Hagba Galila, even though it means you're going to be stuck up there until after Asher Yuva Letzion, you should still, the Hagba is much greater than the Galila. Now, they give you a choice between, do you want the kibbutz of handing the covering to the guy who's doing the Galila or the Galila, the Galila. So the order is Hagba, Galila, handing the Galila guy the coverings. That's the third choice. Okay, let's go a drop further. We still have some time. Says the Mechaber Sif, hey, mutav tigolol ha-mitbachas sova sefer Torah v'lo yigolol sefer Torah k'shekorchem ha-mitbachas. Don't roll, we're using this material again, don't turn the sefer Torah, right? You roll the sefer Torah, it wraps, it naturally the covering gets wrapped around it, but wrap the covering around the sefer Torah, it's not covered. We had the same thing in Hilchos Tefillin, is don't roll your tefillin to wrap around the ritzuas, but wrap the ritzuas around your tefillin. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Sivav. Hagoyl Sefer Torah b'toy chatik Torah. If you go ahead and, I got a mish, but you don't want to uncover the Sefer Torah, so you roll it in the covering, right? Says you're making a mistake. Why? Says the Mechaber, why? B'toy chatik perish, ein matzina hatik v'goyl mifnim. You don't take it out of its covering and you do it inside. It's more possible they'll rip. You don't realize what you're doing. Sometimes it can get caught, or it happens to have a little rip sometimes on the bottom, and you have to be very careful in those spots. But here it's covered, so you don't see what's going on. It's very possible that you might, by mistake, rip it. Let's see one more sif. Ein hamafter maskel, the maskel achigma legil sefer Torah. The person should not start the aftira until after the galila is finished. Why? As we remember, we learned last week that the guy who everybody has to listen to the Torah. Not only you have to listen to the Torah, you have to listen to the brachas of the Torah. If you don't wait, the guy who's doing the Galila is going to be busy with Galila. He's not going to be able to listen to the Torah. Kidei shaloi yehei hagoyl Torah v'yuchel l'shmai Torah. The guy who's doing the Galila shouldn't be busy and then not be able to hear the Torah. Says the Mechaber Masvel afilu loy ma'achakri ein tzarich lahabten al hagoyl ein elaminik. I skipped lines here. It made no sense what I said. Let's start again. Masla, fill a line of Bechas Avtaira. You shouldn't even start the Bechas Avtaira until after the person finishes, because he has to hear the brachas. Aval b'sheni v'chamishi, Monday and Thursday, she'orim yehi ratzon acha kriya, ain't tzarich lahamta l'gol, you do not have to wait for the galila. As soon as you do the hagva, you're able to start the hiratzons. Ain't el a minig, the whole thing is only a minig. He says over here also that you can even start asher yuvilitzion if the guy didn't finish the galila yet. Ligla sefer Torah, ayin pir megon shekotza, minig lahamta, and etzem gemar galila sasefer levad. Even though they didn't finish putting on the covering, Rashi is not mash, because again we gave the reason. We're takanoyig to wait until afterwards. He even brings down over here that in the places that the meaning was to put the crown and the other adornments on, but right away you have to wait until they finish, because the whole point is that you're waiting for the person doing it should be able to concentrate, listen to the brachas, listen to the haftarah. So therefore, you should not do it until they are ready. We'll stop over here, and if it's a sham, we will continue tomorrow.